Galatians chapter 5 and verse 25. And this is where we're going to get our background scripture. It says, the word of the Lord declares, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. Don't close your Bibles, keep them open. Amen. We'll be going through a few more scriptures. I'm going to talk from the title, Living by Design.
Living by Design.
Living by Design. You and I were created in the image and likeness of God. And because He created us in His image and His likeness, there are certain features and qualities that we possess that He expects us to bring to light. In other words, He created us spiritual beings. And He gave us a soul and He placed us in a body.
Yes,
He
did.
God Himself is spirit. And He expects us to communicate with Him in the spiritual realm.
Yes.
In order for us to have a productive life in the body of Christ, we have to live by design.
That's right.
We have to know why we were created, how we were created, and why we were created. He created us in His image and likeness because He wanted a relationship with us.
Yes.
He wanted a relationship with us so bad that He made us to look just like Him, to act just like Him, to operate just like Him.
Woo.
But what happens is that sin gets in the way. And because sin gets in the way, it distorts our view of our Creator.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the Garden of Eden, we see where Adam and Eve, when they fell into sin, they covered themselves and they withdrew. And what's so suspicious about this is that when they covered themselves and withdrew, it looks like it's something that it was normal or something that they should have done because God is a holy God,
yes,
knowing that they have sinned. But when you look at how they began to communicate with God, the way they communicated with God told us something that brings on the light that we are not operating as God designed us to operate. You see, when God spoke to them and began to talk to them, they began to point the finger at the other. Instead of running to God and saying, God, I'm wrong, forgive me for my sins, they stood there and they said, well, it was the serpent. Well, no, it was the woman you gave me. You see, they began to look at it from the wrong point of view. It is here we see that they were no longer living by design, but they had been distracted. They had been rebelled against Father God.
Yes.
And so it is here in the New Testament where the Apostle Paul has been revealed and given a revelation about what God intended for us as believers, as followers, as those that he wants to have a relationship with. The Apostle Paul comes to the conclusion that if we live by the Spirit,
all right.
Let us also walk.
That's right. In the Spirit. Right. That's right.
And so that tells me right there that living in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit are two different things.
That's true. How about?
You see, when you live in the Spirit, you have been born again.
Sure.
You have been given His Spirit.
Oh,
His Spirit comes to live with you on the inside. But to walk in the Spirit has a different connotation to it. In other words, you can live in the Spirit and be a child of God, but He wants you to walk in the Spirit. In other words, the Apostle Paul, when he explains to the Galatians in a few verses earlier, he tells them to be led by the Spirit. That means your daily decisions should be decisions made through your relationship with God and following the works of the Spirit.
Yeah.
You see, the Spirit is like, I call it our secret service. You know, the United States have their secret service organization.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit works as our own secret service organization.
Oh.
Because, what does the secret service do for the president? They protect him.
That's right.
They're out there spying on the enemy, trying to figure out what tactics they have coming up that may threaten the United States or our leader. The Holy Spirit already knows what the enemy is up to. And so he's already spied out what the enemy has planned for you and I.
Yes.
And so it is up to us to be led by the Spirit so that we can slip by some of these things.
Yes.
You understand that there are some things that God is allowing to happen to us so that we can grow.
Uh-huh.
But there are some things that happen to us that we can avoid.
Yes.
If we be led by the Spirit.
That's right.
That is, if we walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
And so I'm encouraging you today that you have been designed to live a certain way.
That's
As Christians, we go in the Word of God and we seek out what God has for us.
Yes.
And we are supposed to operate in that way.
Amen.
You need to know that that Satan has a whole kingdom out there in the spiritual realm designed to stop us.
Yes.
He has set up kingdom and is designed to stop us from receiving our answers to our prayers, to from receiving us, stopping us from being blessed. He is designed to work against whatever God has for his children.
All right.
And so it is up to us to live by design.
Yes.
So that we can be successful in the earth realm. I'm telling you that you must discover what it is that is out there that's hindering us and working against us so that we can prosper.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. Let's go over a couple of pages.
All right.
Let's look at verse 23. When you were born again, you gave up your old ways of doing things.
All right.
And you have become a child of God. And
Sick.
So now you're supposed to do things the way God wants you to do them.
Amen. Got that right.
Let's look at Ephesians 4:23. He's telling them what to put on. Because after they have become saved, he's saying to be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And that he put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Yeah.
In other words, when you renew your mind, the spirit of your mind, you are changing your attitude.
All right.
To go from one direction and to another. There's a Greek word for renewed that's called anineo, which means the cause of life to flow from one direction into the other direction.
Yes.
So if you know you were headed in sin, you were headed in one direction.
Uh-huh.
You were headed in hell's direction.
Yeah. Yes.
But when you gave your life to Jesus, your course of life changed, and now you're headed to heaven.
Yes.
And so in order to be on that same road, you have to recognize that you are no longer to operate in the ways that you used to operate.
That's right.
The Apostle Paul, he breaks down the different fruits of the Spirit from living in the Spirit on the righteous side, and he also talks about following the carnal, the flesh.
Amen.
There are fruits that you know that you are following the flesh.
Amen.
And some of those things are dealing with, you know, the pleasure senses.
Yes.
You have to realize that when you are focusing on yourself, you need to check yourself.
Yes. All right.
Because if you designed to be a spiritual principle, you're designed to be one of God's chosen, then you're supposed to be seeking God first in everything
Amen.
That you do.
Amen.
It is time out for Christians to be following the flesh.
That's
you
right.
know, been following the flesh, it will get you into trouble.
Yes, it will.
But Paul says, put on.
Put on.
In other words, put on. You know when you put on, you put on your clothes, your dress.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when you're in sin, you have the clothes of the enemy on.
Yes. Okay.
But it says put on righteousness.
All right.
And so in other words, it's possible to put the righteousness on.
Yes.
But it's called, he said, in the attitude of your mind.
All right.
And so there are some things, you know, every time, you know, when you wake up in the morning, there's thoughts that's just flooding you, right?
Right. Yes.
all night long, the enemy's been sending those things in your direction.
Yes.
When you wake up, you're supposed to renew your mind.
Amen.
In other words, you're supposed to self-correct and get back on track with the Lord.
Amen.
Because the enemy, he's going to send things to you in dreams. He's going to send things to you in visions. He's going to send things to you through feelings, through your emotions. But you're supposed to self-correct.
Yes.
You're designed to self-correct through the Word of God.
Yes.
And through the Word of God, we can get our strength
through the Word of God
to self-correct. And God is expecting us to do the self-correction. Because you have a decision. You've been given free will.
Yes.
And so you make the decision if you're going to entertain sin or are you going to rebuke the sin.
That's right.
It is your choice. Remember, living by design is important because God has created us to be in relationship with Him.
That's right.
There's a time that's coming where He's going to make a decision of who's going to be His and who's not.
All right.
You need to make sure that you're on the right side.
Amen.
Living by design is that God created us to be one with Him.
Yes. All right.
He loves us so much that He gave us His only begotten Son.
Yes.
That whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is the everlasting life that we all are chasing after.
That's right.
We all want the everlasting life. But are we willing to put on righteousness? Let's look a little further to Ephesians chapter 6.
Good. Wonderful.
Because remember, you're a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. Now, because you're a spirit, God is expecting you to operate in the spirit.
Yeah, that's it.
If it wasn't possible, He wouldn't demand it.
Man.
All right, Ephesians 6 and 10. Says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Verse 11, put on, there is the word, put on again, the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Let me talk about the spiritual wickedness in high places. Because I told you before that Satan has a kingdom set up. Because you don't see it with your physical eyes doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
That's right.
You know, he has set up a kingdom counterfeit to God. And he still has access in the heavens. There's principalities and powers that are evil powers that are in the air.
Yes.
And they are in control of the air.
Yes.
They are in control of the governments. They influence the governments in your city, in your town, in your state, in your nation. They are ordered and ranked, and they are well organized.
Yes.
Let's go to Daniel chapter 10, real quick. I want to show you what I'm talking about. I'm not just saying it to say it.
All right.
Daniel chapter 10, let's look at verse 12.
All right.
It says, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, but from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I have come for thy words.
Wow.
Now, when did the Lord hear him? The first time he prayed. But what happened? Let's read on. Verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now this is the answer. God has sent the answer to earth to Daniel. But the answer is coming. But the kingdom of darkness has launched an attack because they don't want Daniel to get the word from God about what's really going on. And so the enemy is organized in the heavens. And they're designed to try to stop God's plan in the earth. They don't want you to prosper. They don't want you to have a good relationship with God. They don't want you to be happy. They don't want you to have anything that's going to resemble God.
No, God.
And so that they're designed to stop and attack. He said, but listen, Daniel was steadfast.
Yes.
He prayed and fasted 21 days. To the point he was so weak, he didn't give up.
All right.
And as a result, help came.
All right.
Michael, the archangel, came and helped the angel that was bringing the answer.
Yes.
See, Satan is a foe in the airs, and he's designed to keep what's yours from you.
Yes.
That's what he does. Uh-huh. But you're designed to live the way God has called you in the spirit, so that you can have a relationship with God, so that your heavens can be open.
Yes, yes.
There should be an open line between you and heaven now. Because Jesus has paid the price.
Yes,
he has paid the price. He has shed his blood.
Yes,
and he
yes.
has given us power.
All right.
Daniel didn't have that power that we have today. The Holy Spirit living on the inside of every believer. You have the power in you.
Yes.
And so you're supposed to walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
Be led by the Spirit.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is your secret service agent.
Yes.
Because he spies out what's going on. And when you begin to pray, the Holy Spirit helps you.
Yes.
And then what happens is, when you pray, what the Holy Spirit is prompting you to pray, you're praying against the satanic activity that's over your heaven.
Yeah.
And so you can have a direct line to heaven, and things will work out differently for you if you keep a relationship
with
God.
Amen.
But you gotta have you gotta put on righteousness.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul is teaching that you be clothed with righteousness.
Yeah.
He's telling you that for a reason. Because you can't be on both sides of the fence. You know what Jesus told the church in Revelation? I'd rather you be cold or hot. See, you got to make a choice
Amen.
Of who you're going to serve.
Right.
Because if you're going to serve the Lord, then you're going to step on the Lord's side.
That's right. Yeah.
You're going to live like God called you
That's
to live.
Right.
You're not going to focus on just, Woo. You're not going to focus on what the world is
doing.
Because deception is the order of faith in the world.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Satan has so much out there, it's a shame. Just on Super Bowl Sunday, during the halftime show, there was so much satanic activity during the halftime. Most of us don't realize it, but everything in the halftime show was satanic. The symbols, all the symbols and imaginary things that happened, it was all in allegiance to Satan. Some of you may not understand this, but there's a group called the Illuminati. And the Illuminati only puts up their faithful servants to perform at the halftime show at the Super Bowl. This girl that was up there this time, there's video showing that she says she sold herself to the devil.
Lord Jesus.
And not only did she sell herself to the devil, but she's a faithful servant of the enemy. And see, when the scripture we just read, Paul said there's principalities and powers, these people are being used by Satan to put the agenda out. And a lot of Christians are unaware of these things. You know, scripture says if it was possible, the very elect would be deceived.
That's right.
Do you know that it's easy to be deceived if we are not understanding what the enemy is up to? Just the fact that she had these the floor was checkered, black and white. Okay, you see the lion that she was riding. Okay, those are depicting the whore of Babylon. There's a lot of things in there, but you need to go and do your research.
Maka.
We are being deceived by the enemy. Mm. Even the men, the black men who are in these movies, they're dressing as women, and we're supporting this. But God is against people cross-dressing. Read in Deuteronomy chapter 22. God is against cross-dressing. And so these men have been picked by this society to do what they do. And so when they cross-dress, it's an abomination to the Lord. And so what looks good is not always good.
That's right.
What looks funny is not always funny. Because the enemy is trying to bring us down to the point where whatever happens, it doesn't matter. That's the mindset he wants the believers to have.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nothing. That's just a little comical thing. But the enemy is clever.
Yeah.
He's cunning.
Yes.
He didn't just deceive Eve just with the words, but he had a specific way of a specific charm he had about himself.
Yeah.
And we as Christians, we gotta be aware of that charm.
Man.
Because you know, you can say the ugliest things in the nicest way.
Yeah.
You can call somebody a low down dirty dog and be smiling with them. Yeah, come on, tell me the truth. You know it. The way you say something can take the pain off, but it's still the truth.
Yeah.
You think when Jesus called that woman a dog, you think he was being ugly to her? He said it with such charm. Because the way she came back, he was trying to tell her that to make her step up and receive what was hers.
Yes.
And so she come back with, oh yeah, but it's even the crumbs get the crumb from the master's
right.
table.
That's right.
So you got to understand that society is not out there to be our friend.
No, no, no.
Society is out there to put Christianity in the back burner.
No,
yes. The time is coming when we're going to have to make a decision.
Yes.
We're going to have to show the world who we really stand
That's
for.
That's right. All right.
You see, everything starts in the spirit.
Yeah.
Everything. God created man first in the spirit. Then he placed him in the body. See, your words have power.
Yes.
Your words, when your words are spoken, they're spoken out in the spirit.
Yes.
And it is designed, the word of God is designed to go out and do whatever it said it's going to do. It's designed to go forward. Your words also are designed to go forward.
Yes.
So whatever you speak over your life, whatever you speak about your situation,
right.
It's going to come to pass because that's what you've been designed to do.
All right.
Living by design. You're designed to speak.
Yes.
Adam didn't have to work in the garden.
Yes.
Adam spoke in the garden.
Yes.
Toil came after the fall.
Yes.
But you still have the power to speak over your life.
Yes.
You have the power to speak the dead situation in your life.
Yes.
You got the power to overcome anything in your life if you speak the right words over your life.
All right. Yes.
The way you live affects how you your outcome in the world. You have to live righteous. Paul says to put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He said that because he understood the importance of spiritual warfare. Many of you, when you pray, you should be praying in your tongues. That's why tongues are so important.
Yeah.
Because Satan don't understand what's being related from you to headquarters.
Yeah.
And he can't interfere with that.
No.
He can't intercept that.
Yeah.
So when you pray in your tongues.
Yeah.
Because that's where the power comes in.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We are designed to be like God.
Amen.
He's created us in his image and his likeness.
Yeah, do it.
And once you make that decision.
Yes.
That you're going to live totally for Christ.
All right. All right.
You're going to see how things work out in your behalf.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't you see? That's
Let's go to Mark, the last scripture, Mark chapter 13.
Very well. Oh, thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Christians are being defeated and don't even know it.
That's right.